This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. Before anything else, here's wishing all our viewers a very happy Dhanteras and season's greetings to you. It's health, wealth and happiness for all of us. For the markets per se, what we are likely to see is some element of profit booking. The markets have had a big rally. In fact, all global equity markets have had a big rally. And considering that, COVID cases continue to rise at an alarming pace, there is talk about tougher restrictions, which could slow down economic recovery. Across the globe, what we did see is equities take a bit of a backseat. So US markets retreated 1%, Asian markets are on the back foot today, and the SGX Nifty is suggesting a cut of about 100 points at opening. Also, the FI buying, which was averaging about 5,000 to 6,000 rupees in cash buying for the last few trading sessions, is muted compared to that. So the FIs bought 1,500 crore in the cash market. And yesterday, the DII selling outweighed the FI buying. So the DII sold 2,239 crores. That said, the FIs have purchased a mammoth 31,300 crore in the cash market. We had the big stimulus announcement by the finance minister yesterday. What Nomura says is that it's unlikely to result in a positive growth impulse. They say that yes, the third stimulus, the headline number looks big, it's bigger than the second one. But considering that the government is short of additional resources, there is likely to be a sharp contraction in the overall government spending to minimize fiscal slippage. And that's the reason why it may not move the growth needle too much. Also, yesterday, post-markets, you had the IIP and the inflation. October CPI has hit a post-lockdown high of 7.6%. And therefore, on account of the stubborn inflation print, there is a possibility that the RBI does not have the headroom to cut rates on 4th of December when it meets. But the good thing is, September IIP marked its first positive reading since March with a growth of about 0.2%. In terms of individual stocks, Eicher Motors, Sun TV largely in line with estimates. Eicher Motors was still a tad bit subdued, but largely in line with the estimates. Grasim will be reporting, will be reacting to numbers. The standalone numbers were better than what the street was anticipating. And plus, they have announced the sale of its urea business to Indorama for a cash consideration of 2,650 crore. Apart from that, you've got Jubilant Foodworks, which the street will be watching out closely. The same store sales growth has declined by 20%. Which is a little higher than the poll of 15 to 16% same-store sales decline that the street was anticipating. But keep your eye out on Jubilant Foodworks as well. In big earnings today, it's Tata Steel as well as ONGC. But the big top-down story is that we're likely to see some profit booking at open at least. Let's see whether that gets bought into. With that, it's me, Reema Tendulkar, signing off. Thank you for listening. Have a safe Diwali. Have a happy Diwali. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.